You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Classics is an upcoming solo painting exhibition which explores the relationships between the current political climate, bans on the media, the increasing rigidity on freedom of expression and heightened bureaucracy. Artist Jimmy James Corotoras expresses these ideas through the portraiture painting of 19th century cinema figures. BFM reporter Adam Jacobson spoke to Jimmy about the thoughts portrayed behind his exhibition and how he brought this idea into reality.
So, The Classics. I was looking for a book, and I got this amazing book that was sent from America, and it was about all these amazing, you know, actors. And it was a profile on actors and actresses from the beginning of film, and yeah, they took me, and I really loved the, you know, that there were all these older, you know, Rudolph Valentino and, you know, Elizabeth Taylor shots and Charlie Chaplin, and they would look amazing, you know, all these photographs that we don't really get to see. So yeah, they inspired me to create the painting. And then I had a friend who was in New York who was coming to New Zealand, and she's going to write a play. Well, she's written a play about a Broadway actress at the end of her career, and that kind of started me digging deeper into this book, and yeah, finding the similarities on what we're doing, and yeah, so get painting and creating. So it's kind of how things have started.
Cool. The main focus of your paintings are of portraits. Why did you decide to focus on this topic? Because I've noticed that you've done portraits of Alfred Hitchcock and Paul Newman and people like that. Can you explain that to us?
Well, the portraits is more of a, you know, as a new challenge for me. A lot of my work has always been about nature and you know, things sacred and things sublime. So I'm bringing together, you know, quite abstract and surreal ideas. So doing portraits is different. So it was just a challenge, just more of a challenge to see if I would create a work that was similar, if not just totally different to what my audiences are accustomed to.
Also, the project is being hosted by Colours Collective. Are you able to tell us more about this organisation and what they do?
Yeah, Colours, it's the branch out of Sam Ryan, so he's brought together you know, a collective of artists. I think there's probably about 16 of us, I think, all together who associate ourselves with Colours. What drew me to Colours was, one, Ryan, Sam's a really great guy, got his heart in the right place as far as what he wants to achieve and you know, promote artists in a new way. And, you know, being online and video and with all sorts of, you know, just modern technology, getting the artist's profile out there into the big world. And the other thing was that, you know, commissions are split, and so the commissions go to charities of the artist's choice. So my charity was New Zealand Forest and Bird, and it's like that, you know, his idea of giving back into the community, opening up different networks for good causes is, you know, is great exposure for both the charity and the artist.
You also mentioned earlier that you're collaborating with an American playwright. Who is this, and how is it going to work with your own exhibition? How are they going to work together?
Well, it might work, it might not. We'll just have to wait and see. But her name is Glory Cardigan. She's an American playwright, and she's lived in New York, grown up in New York, and so she's produced a whole bunch of shows and Broadway shows and got together. Well, her story is about an American, it's called When the Party's Over, and it's also directed by Dione Joseph, who's also a dramaturge and a writer. So bringing that collaboration together is kind of, you know, it just seemed fitting to have a play reading in front of portraits of actors and actresses, you know, from throughout the 19th century. Puts a modern twist on an old story, basically. The play itself is about an American woman, an actress at the, you know, kind of at the close to the end of her career, and she's going on this Alaskan ice cruise with her mother, and while she's out there, you know, she's seeing all these ghosts from her past, and they kind of have woven their way into my painting. It's another layer, another dimension that's kind of like outside the box. So it's going to be a great show. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like it. How are people able to come and see the exhibition? When is it being held?
Well, the exhibition is on the 17th of March next Friday. At the play reading starts at 6 p.m. and the exhibition officially opens at 7:30 p.m. So if you're interested in some real amazing theatre and play reading, you know, down to the guts and the essence of it, come at 6 o'clock. And if you can't make 6 o'clock, the paintings will be up at 7:30. You can check out the website. And you can, yeah, for more information, you can just contact Colours. They will put you through. And but yeah, get up to the Sapphire Room.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.